Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. Groovy Tuesday. I don't know. Look at all that overcast out there. We've all been dealing with such sunny days for the last few weeks and just a little bit of, you know, in there. But I guess we do have to have winter at some point. We do need the storms. So we'll go with it today. How are you doing? How are you doing? I hope you're doing fantastic. Taking a deep breath, taking your vitamins, getting that D and zinc and vitamin C, slamming it in your immune system so you feel good, getting some B12. A lot of vitamin shops around town. Go in and check in with the experts. Don't listen to me. Check in with the experts. I know that's what I do. And people are always wondering, you always have such a energetic, bouncy attitude. Well, let me tell you, I don't drink coffee. I don't drink soda. And I don't drink caffeinated tea. So where is this all coming from? It's coming from my nice filtered water and a positive attitude. An outlook on life is what makes the difference. Stop being absorbed by the mainstream media and the politicians. I know. I just came off of a newscast. But you know what? That's not me. That's the station's affiliate. Because the news that people are scrambling to, Newsmax and One America and others, guess what? They don't have radio. They haven't gone onto that platform, which is very sad because radio is still the biggest platform for getting information to people. No denying that. So we'll go through some emails and texts because people don't like me on this platform, and I'll explain why. But we've got lots of stuff to cover today, so let's get it started with today's poll question. Because the tech giants have once again opened up this can of worms. Okay? Should businesses, because remember, they're a private business. That's what the left keeps saying every time someone is censored. They're a private business. They're protected by the 230. Should businesses be allowed to refuse services because of political bias? Religion is one thing. Politics is another. Do people, for some people, look at politics as a religion? I don't know if you can cross that line. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because Stripe, which is a new popular form of, most people are familiar with like Square. Okay, Stripe is a different company, different version. I guess they take less money than Square. Who knows? They have stopped allowing funding payments to the Trump campaign. So is that their right to take a political bias and block out one specific group. I know this is going to surprise you, but I say yes. If Stripe does that to you, fine. Go find another company. There are a lot of them out there. Direct payments. PayPal, isn't that owned by Elon Musk? The point is, going back to laws, you can't have one for one group of people, i.e. the baker who didn't want to bake a cake or decorate it with a gay couple's request. He stated his religion. So what do you think? Let's talk about that today. Because for me, private business is a private business unless, now here's the caveat, unless you have a national platform. So now we get back into the big tech giants. When you've created this monopoly, which I thought we weren't supposed to have monopolies, when you've got Jeff Bezos going up and buying up everything, when you have Facebook buying Instagram and buying up other social media sites, that's not good because you cut off people's ability to use services like that. If one company owns everything or two or three companies own everything, just like we saw, you know, what, three or four heads of social medias, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, they all get together and decide to deplatform something. That's not right. But when you have private companies, you've got Square, you've got Stripe, you've got, I believe it's Venmo, you've got PayPal, you don't have, it seems like, a monopoly system there with making payments to somebody, with getting money to somebody's bank account. I mean, even some banks, you can sign up for their services and do, you know, direct into your account. So what do you think? 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So yesterday's poll question, should Trump supporters leave the GOP and start the American Patriot Party? Wow, this is not looking good for the GOP. 78% of those participating said yes. Still triple digit participants. 22% said no. So I got an angry email the other day. It says, Monica, I can't believe this. The RNC is fundraising off of all of this. This is not something new. Everybody fundraises off of everything. Look at Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. All the fundraising they were doing. I go through my emails, hundreds and hundreds of emails, and I have to keep dumping and deleting solicitations for donations. Ignore them. Get rid of them. Donate to local candidates for your primary who can make a difference in your community. And for anybody out there thinking about running for city council, county commission, judgeship, whatever, start now. Start primarying now. That's the most important election that we have. How do you get rid of rhinos? How do you get your name recognized? How do you get people to understand your values and what you stand for if they don't know who you are? That's why incumbents win so many times. Get your name out there. Start going to different places that you've never been before. Start going to organized groups. Say, hey, this is who I am. Can I get your support? Because if we don't get members of the community to stand up, the business leaders, the teachers, the parents, get people to stand up who have real American values. Capitalist values. Non-socialist, non-communism values. Then the country's lost. Because what we're seeing now here with President Trump, who, by the way, is still your president and will be your president, this isn't going to stop. This isn't going to stop until the money is stopped. You know, I have this thing about term limits that, I don't know, they're questionable. You know, you see somebody like Nancy Pelosi in there, and then you see the fraud that is so blatant in this election, and yet you still have the media telling you that there's no fraud. Then that makes me want term limits. But then I think, no, it should be the people's decisions, because you get good people in there. Like Maurice Washington. Remember when everybody loved Maurice as a state senator? And then he had to get out because of term limits. You know what needs to be limited? Money. Follow the money. There needs to be just caps. You don't limit what people can donate to you. Limit what the campaigns can spend. Limit what they can spend. That is going to make the difference. Make everything different. You know, because it's a lot harder to run for Senate since you've got to run, you know, the whole state. Go down a little bit on Congress because you just run your district. And then go down a little bit more for commission. Down a little bit more for council for the different cities. That puts people on the same playing field. Limit the money that you can spend. That might actually have to be a poll question for tomorrow. If I remember it, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But there you have it. Today's poll question and yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we appreciate them for that. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the phones open, see what you want to talk about today. And more emails. Got them all leveled out here so we can get to them. We'll be right back on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being with me today. And I didn't want to start the show off at 10 o'clock with something sad, so I saved it to bring it into the show, but I want to get it out early in the show so people know that, you know, this is going on in case I mention it again during the show. We lost a wonderful, just amazing supporter of the Republic. Not necessarily the Republican Party, not because, you know, I'm sure donations were made at some point to Democrats somewhere along the line, because you put your trust in people, not in parties. And he was just a great man in this country. Again, to this republic. But this is the statement coming out from the Assembly Republican Caucus on the passing of Sheldon Adelson. You might not recognize the name, but he was a big part of this state. The world mourns the loss of a great man today, and we offer our most sincere condolences to the love of his life, Dr. Merriam. That was from Assembly Republican Leader Dina Titus. We are saddened by this tragic loss. Sheldon will be remembered as a philanthropic titan of Nevada who improved the lives of people and nations. He was the son of immigrants who owned a knitting shop and drove a taxi cab and rose to be a brilliant businessman after service in the Korean War. Mr. Adelson was a kind and compassionate man who was very generous to our community and an advocate for Israel. His legacy will live on through the many charitable causes he supported, including medical research and Jewish heritage education. And that was from Assemblywoman Lisa Krasner. My condolences to Merriam and his entire family. When COVID-19 pandemic hit, Sheldon insisted on keeping his employees on payroll and health insurance and flew his personal plane overseas to pick up PPE. From Assemblyman Tom Roberts there. His demonstrated leadership was a role model for the business community as well as the country. So if you don't recognize the name, please search Sheldon Adelson and see what an impact and what a difference he made to the great state of Nevada and to the people whose lives he touched. We have truly lost someone special. So, on that note, let's get back to what we were just talking about. Poll question about should businesses be allowed to refuse service because of political bias, i.e. Stripe stopping funding payments to the Trump campaign. So this is nice. Twitter stocks are falling. Now is the time to speak with your checkbook. Yeah, Twitter, billions and billions of dollars have been lost. If you can buy it locally, don't use Amazon. They think they can force us to go back to their services. Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, etc. Don't do it. Take care of ourselves. Go directly to a vendor website instead of using big online vendors. Use Amazon only if you can't get it locally. We are their bank. If we don't use them, we don't pay for their childish behavior. And we help local business. There are businesses that are struggling right now, and they need our help. So stop using the services of the people who think that they control what we think, what we do, and how we act. And that includes the big box stores. That includes the big box stores. I know, it's tough. Where do you go for home building supplies? Well, there's still a few Ace Hardwares out there. Stick with the little guys. Do you need so many platforms to call and contact your friends and family? Pick up your phone. Pick up your phone and start communicating with people again. Let them hear your voice instead of being restricted to just a couple of words on a text or a tweet or a picture on Facebook. Let them hear your voice and start shutting down these monopolies. I haven't shut down my Facebook or my Twitter because even though I lost 1,000 followers, which was, you know, hey, I'm a little guy. What? It wasn't that I actually lost followers. It's that those people that follow me were deplatformed. But I think that there's still information to get out, very important information to get out that, hey, if one of us can still slip through the cracks and let somebody else know, then I'll still take advantage of it. Got signed up on Parler. Took that down. It's just showing how many ways they make the decisions, how they show their control. You decide to dump Parler, you go start up, you decide to dump Twitter, go to Parler or Gab. Well, then what happens? Then Amazon and Apple come along and say, nope. You got to pay attention to this stuff, people. Called censorship, communism, Nazi Germany, all over again. We'll talk about what's going on at the Capitol coming up here in just moments after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And this is how you do it. Parler just registered with a new domain, with a new organization, or their domain with a new organization. They're over on Gab now. Gab has been stressing and slowed because they're trying to get more servers because literally tens of thousands of people are signing up every single minute, it seems like. So things are getting taken care of. Big tech is getting a black eye. But this is how the Democrats work. Remember all of the major corporations that donated millions upon millions of dollars to Joe Biden. Corporations in bed with China. Yes, I know. Going back to China. But we have to, because this is where it's all going. Do not buy into the mainstream media that there was this huge, incredible riot storming of the Capitol. Again, this is where I push the mainstream media aside. Look at the videos for yourself. It's like COVID. They are blowing this way out of proportion. The video is there for you to see of Capitol Police moving barriers and letting people in and encouraging people to come in. And yes, I do mean encouraging that there's one out there going, waving their arms, going, come on, come on, this way, this way. Unless that is someone dressed as a Capitol Police officer who shouldn't have been dressed as a Capitol Police officer. But then even at the doors of the Capitol, they are let in. You see people walking between the velvet ropes, being guided. If you can't see those videos and discern for yourself that there's something going on, then this show isn't for you. Because this show is about transparency and honesty. And the media is not being honest with you. Yeah, there were people who broke windows. And they were there to break windows. They were paid to be there breaking windows. Now, I want to warn you about something. Because people question my connections. The personal relationships that I have spent 40 years building up. 40. Family, friends, mentors, people in the military, people in business, doctors, nurses. The relationships that I have built up personally. Because people are questioning that.
She's just getting all this stuff off the internet and it's stupid.
No. I actually talk to people. Email with my friends. So here we go. There is an invitation being sent around, being publicized. This is to, I mean, even the Gateway Pundit has picked it up, which I find is incredible, but the FCC is putting it out. There is a nondescript flyer going around. It says, when democracy is destroyed, refuse to be silenced. Armed march on Capitol Hill. All state capitals. Come armed at your personal discretion. January 17th, 12 p.m. Washington Memorial to the White House. And all 50 state capitals. And then it goes on and on. Don't let their efforts be in vain. Demand freedom and the corruption. Stand for liberty. This is not a Patriot flyer. And it's funny because there's a saying that symbolism will be their downfall. Because that's how people communicate, is with symbolism. For one thing, an American patriot who loves this country would never encourage people to take up arms like this. They would never have a picture of the Statue of Liberty holding her flame of freedom in her left hand. I know it sounds dumb, but it's true. Lady Liberty holds her lantern in her right hand. And it would never be decorated with three stars. That is also a cult symbol. This is a setup. So if you know anyone in a militia, anyone who has been going to the rallies, even here at the state capitol, do not attend for any reason this weekend. Don't go. Don't go armed. Don't go unarmed. Don't go. Because this is a setup. This is a setup to what is called a false flag event. So please, this show is streamed not only around this country, but around the world. Do not fall for things like this. American patriots are proud of their patriotism. The militias I know are proud of their patriotism. They also have enough to backbone to stand for what they believe in. They would never put out a flyer like this with no organization listed. This is going to be a false flag event. So all I ask is people do the right thing and do not attend anything like this. The militias know. I've already been in contact. The FBI is searching out. No, it's to make mass arrests and take away your firearms. This is not something being done by American patriots. So spread the word. Because it's important that you understand when they are trying to create instances, just like the state capitol. One of the, I don't know if it was a senator or a congressman, I just remember him yelling that, or, you know, actually it might have been one of those putzes on mainstream media. Why weren't they prepared? Blah, blah, blah. So this is coming from the Epoch Times. The outgoing chief of Capitol Police says the efforts to summon National Guard, they were thwarted. What does that mean? That means they asked for help. Capitol Police knew that they needed more support for January 6th. They were either flat out denied, or their requests were postponed. Six times, according to the Epoch Times. Again, this is what you should be reading. This is the information that you need to have. That it was a setup. Don't fall for this. Because when you do, it emboldens them. Look, we've got them right where we want them. The American people are smarter than that. If there was going to be an insurrection, trust me, look at the pictures. With all the people there, it would have been a scene out of World War Z when all the zombies were, you know, running over each other at high speed. Trust me, you wouldn't have even seen the Capitol. This was a staged event. And it ended in tragedy. And that is what they wanted. Going to take up a couple of emails when we come back. One of the things that I wanted to share with you as well is watch for people changing their names. I've kind of put it out there for you a few times. Action, ACCTION, one of their movements, one of their hidden groups, how they spread the hate and discontent. They have now changed their name to Faith in Action Nevada. Just so you know. Faith in Action Nevada. I go back to follow the money. The Sunrise Movement. Follow the money. You've got organizations that are supposed to be dealing in faith, in environment. No. They are highly strategized political movements. We'll be back with the hate and discontent I'm getting right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today and, well, whatever time I can get with you. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcast. They're all there for you. While you're there tiptoeing over, make sure you answer today's poll question. Should businesses be allowed to refuse services because of political bias? Religious bias? Is that different? Oh. Stripe has stopped funding payments to Trump campaign from Trump supporters. When you're on a national platform, should that be allowed? Or do you still fall under private business? Love to hear from you today. Nissan of Carson City, appreciate it so much. Should Trump supporters leave the GOP and start the American Patriot Party? 78% said yes. I say hit them where it hurts and retake the Republican Party. Drive the rhinos out and let the American people have the party back. What can I say? What can I say? Between all the hate, and if you listen to this show and think that I encourage violence, you really need to clean the out of your ears, because that's the farthest thing from the truth. So coming into the station, please take Monica J off the air in Reno, Nevada. Area market. Sounds strange. That sounds like a letter that has been designed by somebody else, not locally. In listening to her today, she was supporting the violence at the nation's capital and telling them to keep on fighting, that they are the true patriots. She also was telling listeners to stop listening to mainstream media. Isn't that what Fox is? And who the hell is she to tell me who to listen to? She also kept saying when Democrats realized they lost what? They won the presidency. It will hold the majority of the House and the Senate. How is that losing? Monica is a big part of the problem right now, spewing her hate, division, and lies. Please, please, please take away her platform. Thank you. Wow, people have lost it. People have lost it. You can listen to the mainstream media all you want. What I encourage you to do is listen to outside sources like Sky News Australia, NTD. You know, find some news outside of this country that isn't biased and bought and paid for. Do your own research, because then you would find out that states are actually pulling their electors, that fraud has been proven, but it's not getting out to you. The only way that the proof is getting out to people is by social media. And then it's blocked out. That is called censorship, because they don't want you to know how badly they lost. The truth always comes out. Whatever you do, whatever your friends do, have private parties in your home or whatever, do not go to any state capitol or the United States Capitol this weekend or next, because it is a trap. That is coming to me from law enforcement. If true American patriots go out there, you're going to be caught up in something you don't want to be a part of. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show.